Hi, dictation for Francis Yancey, FRANCESYANCEY, Francis Yancey. This is a data services 6/16/2022 and date of birth 1/24/1981, date of accident 7/2/2021. Ms. Francis Yancey was a victim of an automobile accident in a head-on collision, leading to TBI and head injury as well as pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, both legs as well as both knees, especially the left knee, and radiation to the right arm involving all the fingers off and on and right leg all the way to the ankle. Most of the pain have remained between 6 to 8, and there has been reasonable improvement. Patient has had few epidurograms here at the office, numbering 6 lumbar and 1 thoracic epidurogram, along with 3 sacroiliac joint injections. That has brought her significant relief, almost to the tune of 60%. The patient reports she can walk up to 30 minutes now, or two blocks. And she is getting all the medications in the mail. Currently her pain in the neck is 6, upper back 6. Lower back is 6 to 7. Pain in both the hips is reported to be 4. The pain in the left knee is 7 to 8. Pain in the right shoulder is 8, with ability to move 180 degrees of abduction. And same thing in the pain in the left shoulder is 8, with the ability to move up to 180 degrees. Overall pain varies from 5 to 8, and the ADLs that are affected are up to 6 to 8, especially affecting general activity, walking ability, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 40% pain is, 40 to 60% pain is reported relieved. In the positive symptoms in the system review are as follows. In neurology and psych, headaches, which are 6 or 7 usually at night, and associated with ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, pins and needle, clicking, grinding, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist and hand pain, hip pain, knee pain, no difficulty walking. GI, GU, respiratory note symptoms are checked. Pain level in the last 30 days has been the same, and no new changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are, current pain medication is naproxen and Ortrim, and substance abuse, none is reported. Patient does use marijuana for pain relief. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 89 over 70, pulse is 84, pulse oxygen 100. The respiratory exam is the same from previous visit, which is 4/14/2022. Dictation number is 0415-043. And diagnosis of the same. The plan is to continue the treatment protocol as it is, continue with the LESI, TESI, CESI. The maps were reviewed and patient is provided with the medications to continue, which is Flexeril 7.5, Celebrex, Tramadol, Acifex, water and gel, lidocaine patch, Furoset, gabapentin, migraine oral nasal spray. And she's supposed to continue the neuropsych consultation that has been given to her again. And according to that, she needs to continue her therapy. Her TBI test was also found positive for TBI, and hence she has been referred to a neurologist. The imaging from the MRI were also reviewed, and they were found positive as well for the TBI. In the lumbar spine, there was only L5-S1 disc, which was bulging with a slight herniation. I do not believe she needs any surgical consultation, as she has mostly got better. And in the cervical spine, C3, C4, C4-5, and C5-6, C6-7 discs were involved, for which epidural injections are being provided. Patient will continue her physical therapy at two times per week, focusing on the affected area, especially the neck, mid back, lower back, the left knee, and both hips.
Yeah, I can't find my coffee now.
Why is that?
Because you put it down.
And that is the end of dictation. Thank you.